On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and today we'll report on people whose workplace is always changing. They are seasonal foreign workers. More than 100,000 come to the United States legally every summer. This is legal immigration. These people peel shrimp or landscape yards or do other jobs. This summer, though, the government is not going to let many of them come back. From Michigan Radio, Vincent Duffy reports.
At the top of Lake Huron, between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas, is a summer resort called Mackinac Island. It still feels like winter on the island, but they're getting ready for summer, which brings carriage rides through the streets and fife and drum parades. But missing this summer will be the hundreds of foreign workers who normally serve the meals, make the beds, and, of course, shovel up after the horses. The seasonal workers and the businesses that hire them are victims of congressional procrastination on immigration. John Hewlett is the general manager of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, which hires about 300 Jamaicans each summer on what's called an H-2B visa. In the fall, they return home, and the government only issues 33,000 H-2B visas each summer. But in the past, any returning worker was exempt from that cap. The exemption expired last fall, and Congress has not renewed it. And with the Grand Hotel set to open in a couple weeks, Hewlett and his former employees are stuck.
They're angry, and they are frustrated. It's going to be exceedingly difficult for them to provide for their families this year. And there are employees that have been with us for 30 years. They're in a hard spot.
You'd think this would be easy to fix. After all, Congress only has to pass a bill restoring the exemption. But when Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak tried to do just that last month, he claims campaign politics got in the way.
As we were counting votes, the last 15 or 20 votes we're looking on the Republican side to help us out, and word came from the Republican leadership that the McCain campaign would not entertain such a proposal, and therefore there would be no Republican support.
Senator McCain's support for immigration reform is at odds with many Republicans. Congressman Stupak says McCain's presidential campaign does not want any votes in Congress drawing attention to immigration before the election. The McCain campaign did not return a week's worth of phone calls seeking a response to Stupak's claim. So for now, businesses that use foreign workers are stuck. That's bad news at Wiegand's Nursery outside Detroit. Workers here are busy planting trees for sale, and Marvin Wiegand usually uses a crew of 15 Mexicans each summer.
We bring in about 15,000 shade trees every spring, and we have to unload them off trucks and stock them, and that's a one-time event that we're using most of the H2 people for that extra work.
Wiegand says without his Mexican crew, it will be tough for him to make a profit this year.
So what? I mean, why is that a concern of government?
Mark Krikorian runs the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank that supports tighter immigration controls. He argues that Congress should never let foreign workers in the country if Americans can do the job.
I mean, why should auto workers lose their jobs and government tells them, well, you know, that's just the way it is when the economy changes, but a landscaping company owner isn't required by the market to pay $5 an hour more to people to unload trees?
Wiegand pays his Mexican workers about $15 an hour and says at that wage, it's still tough for him to make money. If he had to pay $20 or $25 an hour, if that's what it takes to attract local workers, he says he'd be out of business. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy.